After more than a year of legal struggles, Rob Moranzen and his wife, Kim, have regained possession of their rental property on Creighton Street, but at a steep cost. The couple, who allegedly endured 13 months of unpaid rent and a property overrun with unauthorized tenants, say they are now left with a home in ruins and more than $50,000 in financial losses. Moranzen says they initially rented the three-bedroom, 800-square-foot unit to three tenants in January 2023. By December, six additional people, including four young children, had moved in without permission, pushing the total number of occupants to 10. The couple raised concerns over the strain on the property's well and septic system, but instead of resolving the issue, the tenants stopped paying rent entirely. The situation forced the Moranzens to cover all expenses, including utilities and costly repairs caused by the overcrowding. They burned out the well pump, overloaded the septic, and destroyed everything, Moranzen said. We're over $35,000 in the hole just from lost rent, and now we're looking at another $15,000 in repairs. Despite seeking help from Township of Ramara officials, the police, and the Landlord and Tenant Board, LTB, Moranzen says they were met with roadblocks at every turn. Everyone just washed their hands of it, he said. The township, the cops, the LTB, they all protected the tenants while we were stuck paying for everything. After a lengthy legal battle, the Moranzens say they secured an eviction order on February 28, but not without additional financial strain. We had to hire a lawyer and spent another $4,000 to $5,000 just to get them out, Moranzen explained. The eviction did not immediately put an end to their troubles, as the tenants attempted to occupy the house again on March 1. I had them charged, and they haven't been back since, Moranzen said. However, the damage had already been done. The house is trashed, Moranzen said. It was in great condition before, rental ready. Now, we've paid another $2,500 just to have someone clean it out. Photos and videos from inside the home show piles of garbage, broken furniture, and animal waste. The Moranzens say the tenants had three dogs living in poor conditions. They were just in cages in a dark corner with waste piled around them, Moranzen said. It was disgusting. While the Moranzens say they received no help from officials throughout most of the ordeal, they credit newly hired bylaw officer Garan Young from Ramara Township for stepping in to start cleaning up the situation. Moranzen says the ordeal has been sickening, and he offers a warning to other landlords. If you're renting to tenants on welfare, get the rent sent directly to you through ODSP, Ontario Disability Support Program, he said. Also, do your homework, big time, on who you're letting in. Despite their recent legal victory, they are still seeking accountability. I don't know who's responsible for this, why they were allowed to stay so long without paying, and why the township ignored the bylaws they were breaking, Moranzen said. Somebody needs to answer for this. For now, they are left picking up the pieces of what was once their retirement plan. This was our little bit of security, and now it's cost us $50,000, Moranzen said. There's almost no chance we'll ever get any of it back.